And if you're sick of Hollywood award shows, the good news is the season is almost over. It'll be done Sunday night after the 87th Academy Award ceremony. And here are the 8 Best Picture nominees in less than 40 seconds.
I like solving problems, and Enigma is the most difficult problem in the world.
Dad, there's no, like, real magic in the world, right?
I am appealing to men and women of God and goodwill everywhere.
I admit you appear to be suffering a more acute attack on this occasion, but truly and honestly, oh dear God, what have you done to your fingernails?
I beg your pardon?
Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head, Neiman?
I don't know.
Sure you do.
What if I reverse the process all the way back to see what happened at the beginning of time itself?
The thing that haunts me are all the guys that I couldn't save.
Birdman, you are a god.
And that was Birdman, American Sniper, The Theory of Everything, Whiplash, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Selma, Boyhood, and The Imitation Game. And we have our movie mavens here in the studio for a pre-Oscar chat. Linda Holmes, host of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See. Hey there, Linda.
Hello.
And Bob Mondello. Hey there, Bob.
It's good to be here.
All right, so last year the big contest was between Gravity and 12 Years a Slave. And it felt like a race, right?
Yeah.
Does it feel like that this year, or is this thing wide open?
It's become a race just in the last week and a half, because the guilds have all weighed in. Initially, it looked like it was Boyhood's race to lose. They were going to do spectacularly. And instead, Birdman has come out of nowhere, and it's been winning all of the awards from the guilds, the Screen Actors Guild and other producers and all those kinds of things. And as a result, now everybody's saying that Birdman is likely to win.
And of course, everybody, meaning the critics also, are way into Birdman, way into Boyhood. But are these movies that actually have broader appeal, Linda?
Well, I think that Birdman does have special appeal in Hollywood, given that it is essentially a movie about how hard it is to be an actor and
they
a director.
Love making movies about themselves.
And there is a long history of kind of the salute to the deeply thoughtful artist. And I think this movie falls into that category, as does Whiplash a little bit, but less dramatically so. But all these movies have made modest amounts of money other than American Sniper, which has now made $300-some million domestically, you know, has made more money, I think, than maybe all the rest of these put together.
All of them put together, yeah.
And been talked about, right?
Right. Yeah. It's become this sort of cultural juggernaut now. And as a result of that, there is a whole audience that's going to watch the Oscars with a rooting interest in it, which they probably wouldn't have had if it had just been the smaller pictures. I'm going to guess, this is only a guess, obviously, but I'm going to guess they're going to be disappointed. Because I think it's unlikely that American Sniper will take the prize, but that's sort of received wisdom from the industry, and who knows?
Yeah, received wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. Always gets bumped by the upset, which is what I live for, and my favorite term, the dark horse. Who are the potential upsets this year, Linda?
You know, this is a year when there really seem to be clear favorites in every category. It's really tough to find dark horses this year.
Oh, that's so boring.
It's really boring.
all the ones for performances seem to be sort of locked up. I mean, they've been talking about Best Actress being Julianne Moore's from the very first award.
That's for the movie Still Alice.
That's right.
And I think the closest one that I know of to something where there's still some tension is Best Actor, because Best Actor, you have certainly had a lot of recognition for Eddie Redmayne, but the other way to go is Michael Keaton in
right.
Birdman, who Michael Keaton has that advantage of being somebody who's been around for a really long time. He's been in a lot of movies. He's kind of a journeyman actor.
This is his alleged comeback.
Well, he has one of those careers. It's kind of like what happened with Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler, where people are – it's not the same thing as that.
Yeah.
But it's
Michael Keaton's too. He's sitting on a pile of money, I think.
But it has that sense of sort of somebody who is in a new chapter of a long life. And I think that that is something that always has some appeal.
And he's also doing something in that picture that the others aren't, which is that he's got like 15-minute takes at times that he has to get through, where he's on screen and there's no cuts and it's, you know, he has to act in a way that most actors don't have to act in films.
Yeah, it's a really cool performance.
Yeah.
Now, why does Hollywood care? I mean, there are so many award shows, right? I mean, there are so many opportunities to walk up there and get an award. Do the Oscars still make a difference in a career?
Well, they probably make a difference in individual careers. What is striking this year, and it's a complete anomaly, is that they make a big difference in box office gross. In a normal year, going back like 3 decades, the average Oscar nominee gains about 22% in terms of gross after the nominations. Mm. That's fairly impressive. But this year, Theory of Everything is up 30%. Birdman is up 40%. Whiplash is up 70%. Selma is up 200%. And American Sniper, which needs an asterisk because it was only in four theaters initially, is up 10,000%.
Okay.
After the Oscars.
That's not so, really the Oscar bump.
That's a little something extra. But you know, it went from 4 to 4,000 theaters. But the difference this year, I mean, when Selma earns 200% more after the Oscar nominations, you've got to say that the Oscar nominations had something to do with that. You know, a lot of other pictures like Into the Woods did better afterwards, but you know, they weren't nominated for Best Picture and they didn't do that much better.
And before I let you go, the broadcast itself, every year we make a big deal out of who's hosting. This year it's Neil Patrick Harris, who's like a vet at these shows by now. Are you two expecting a good show, Linda?
Well, he's a very experienced award show host. It's kind of what he does right now. He's hosted the Tonys to great acclaim. He's hosted the Emmys. I think he's going to be a solid Oscar host, despite the fact that it is one of the worst jobs in the world, because the only thing people are doing, particularly if you're already established, is sitting there and waiting to see if you screw up. So. But
it's not like the Golden Globes where they're drinking
exactly
while everything's happening.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not, you're not Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at the Globes. People tend to turn a pretty critical eye, but I think he'll do a good job. I mean, it's, what's he going to do now? Forget how to host award shows?
Well, and he's got a number written by the folks who wrote Frozen, so that's going to help him.
Can't go wrong with that.
The Oscar folks are concerned about optics this year, and because there are no persons of color nominated in any of the awards categories for performer, you're going to see an incredibly diverse crowd of presenters and musical guests. So that you're going to see Jennifer Hudson and Idris Elba, David Oyelowo, Eddie Murphy, all kinds of people are going to be there. So that it's going to look like a very diverse crowd on stage in a way that it doesn't if you look at who's winning.
All right, finally, what are you guys actually going to be doing on Oscar night? I don't know if you have fancy pro rituals.
Well, we are going to be doing what a lot of people will be doing.
Drinking games?
Yeah. We will be on Twitter, and okay. We will be tweeting at the hashtag NPR Oscars, and I suspect we will see a lot of you there.
And Bob, any tips?
No, I'm going to be tweeting too, which means I'm going to have to watch.
That's Bob Mondello, our film critic, and Linda Holmes, host of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, Audie.
Always a pleasure.